This is The Takeaway. I'm Celeste Headlee.
And I'm John Hockenberry. And today we note the passing on yesterday, of Charlie Wilson, the former congressman from Texas who died at the age of 76 from a heart attack. A former congressman, famously known for pushing the funding of CIA support for the Afghan Mujahideen fighting Soviet occupation forces after the 1979 invasion. You know, some of that funding became Al-Qaeda, or what we know today as Al-Qaeda. Charlie Wilson, though, and Todd Zwillick, our Washington correspondent, joins me. Todd, good morning.
Hi, good morning, John.
Charlie Wilson was one of a kind, right?
Well, that's his reputation around Congress, and when you look at the statements coming out this morning from both sides of the aisle, but primarily from Democrats, old-time Democrats who've been around for years, who knew Charlie Wilson. He was a Texas Democrat. That's pretty much what they say. They say he lived large, worked large, and that he'll be missed. That's the general tenor of those statements.
And, you know, he's well known for being in hot tubs as well as being in hot water trying to change U.S. foreign policy. Here he is immortalized in the movie Charlie Wilson's War. Tom Hanks playing Charlie Wilson, wheeling and dealing with the State Department and the CIA.
Alfred Harold Holt, the keys to the safe, okay? I stood there in the office in Islamabad, and I said, how much do you need? And I was apparently annoying him.
Todd Zwillick, is Charlie Wilson's legacy that a single congressman can have an enormous impact on foreign policy, and can that ever be duplicated?
Well, that has to be part of his legacy. And in fact, Defense Secretary Robert Gates, in a statement released yesterday, said exactly that, that one part of his legacy is just how much influence a dedicated person can have in Washington. Now, Gates knew him. Gates was in charge of CIA when Charlie Wilson was securing all this money. And the one interesting thing that Charlie Wilson said himself in life was that he blamed himself, and he was one of the people who didn't do enough for Afghanistan once the aiding of the Mujahideen was done and the Soviets were ejected. So he in part blamed himself for the spiraling of that country to the situation where we find ourselves today.
And so many congressmen who are motivated by, you know, issues that relate to moneyed interests in their own district. I mean, Charlie Wilson, and you can hear him here in a profile on CBS's 60 Minutes from 1988. I mean, Charlie Wilson really did it on principle. Listen.
I have a very fortunate position in the Congress because I'm on the Defense Subcommittee of the Appropriations Committee, and I don't have any military bases in my district, and I don't have any defense contractors.
Hard to imagine a congressman doing that these days.
Yeah, it is. And in fact, it's interesting to point out that subcommittee that he just mentioned is the same one that John Murtha headed, who died just a few days ago, who we were talking about this week, both big defense appropriators. But Charlie Wilson was a well-known earmarker, even though he didn't have a military base in his district. The VA hospital in Lufkin, Texas, where he lived and was from and lived when he died, is named after him and has been since 2005. That doesn't usually happen unless you bring home the money.
He lived large in policy and certainly in his reputation for shenanigans and having fun. Charlie Wilson, Texas Democratic congressman who championed covert CIA support for the Afghan Mujahideen in the 1980s, died yesterday at age 76. Thanks, Todd.
Sure. Good time, Charlie. That's what they called him.
A lot going on right now. Mounting economic inequality, threats to democracy, environmental disaster, the sour stench of chaos in the air. I'm Brooke Gladstone, host of WNYC's On the Media. Want to understand the reasons and the meanings of the narratives that led us here, and maybe how to head them off at the pass? That's On the Media's specialty. Take a listen wherever you get your podcasts.